DW Africa Link.
The number of kids dropping out of school in Malawi is increasing. The country is facing significant challenges in achieving its goals for reducing primary school dropout rates. According to a recent report by Malawi Education Statistics, the dropout rate in 2024 increased by more than 25,000 pupils compared to the previous year, and more boys are dropping out than girls. This trend threatens the country's progress toward equitable and quality education and the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. What's causing this increase in school dropouts? How can it influence the kids' lives? And how can kids be persuaded to remain in school? That's what's coming up. I am Eddie Micah Jr., and you are welcome to Africa Link, the podcast connecting you to the stories that matter.
Africa Link, every weekday, here on DW.
Malawi is struggling to achieve its target of reducing the primary school dropout rate to 1.5% by 2030. But so far, not so good. The primary school dropout rate increased to 4% in 2024. Let's unpack this with Omega Moyo, a gender education expert in Blantyre, Malawi, and George Mango, DW correspondent, also in Malawi. Omega, this is your field of expertise. What's contributing to the increasing number of primary school dropouts in Malawi?
Thank you. Mostly, primary school dropout rate in Malawi is driven by a combination of several factors. We could say socioeconomic factors, cultural factors, and systematically factors, where poverty is an underlining and a systematically core of them all, where many families struggle to afford food supplies, uniforms, and examinations fee, pushing children into child labor or early income generating activities. Well, we're also looking at if they're pushed into child labor and early income generating activities. We're looking at child marriages or early pregnancies. They are exposed to loans like that. So particularly affecting girls, early pregnancies and cultural practices leading to school discontinuation of them all. We're also looking at household responsibilities. Children, specifically girls, are often burdened with domestic chores, reducing their school attendance and performance. Not only girls, but we're also looking at boys. Domestic chores where we're looking at maybe searching for firewood, maybe fetching water. We're looking at several factors that they do. We're also looking at the long distances to schools. Most of the schools are very far from their home locations. So lack of proper school infrastructures where we're looking at children walk long distances to schools, causing fatigue and discouragement. The other factor we're looking at, peer pressure. Peer pressure is also a factor, and we have seen that as an organization working in this sector, peer pressure and lack of role models, or rather negative role models, is also a marked which is contributing to the prevalence of primary school rates. Then we're looking at how boys are also especially maybe influenced to drop out, join maybe gangsters. We're also looking at and engaging in formal work or undesirable behaviors. The other factor that we're working towards as an organization, we're also fighting against violence and abuse, where physical punishment and sexual harassment in schools contribute to a hostile learning environment for these children. Mm. Thereby, all these factors, when we sum them up, we're looking at how Malawi is now struggling the school dropout rate in primary schools.
That's a whole load of mixed reasons for the school dropouts. I mean, you've mentioned poverty, early pregnancies, domestic chores, long distance to schools, peer pressure, among others, and this is all contributing to school dropouts. How widespread is this? I mean, are we talking more, you know, villages, you know, towns, rural areas, or big cities? Is it just sort of a nationwide thing?
Yeah, looking at how Malawi as a whole, of course, we have different cultural perspective. So if we're looking at the northern part of Malawi. So the northern part of Malawi is also has also its own cultural practices and its own cultural factors. So the northern part of Malawi is a patrilineal lineage. So we're looking at how girls and boys struggle maybe to enroll into schools. So in the northern part, there's a saying that northerners are hard workers. But when you look at it, most of them are the boys are the ones who get into schools. Why? There's a tendency and a belief that a boy is supposed to is the one who's supposed to learn, or is the one who's supposed to keep a family, because there's a patriarchal society. So we're looking at the central part and the northern part. Of course, it's kind of similar, where the girls are priority, but they're not even a priority as much, because they're looking at the boys, as we say, the boys are the ones who are supposed to get educated, because a girl is supposed to marry and later on is or be dependent on the man. So there's that kind of a similarity in all these cultures. So there's
so you're saying it's a bit more prevalent in the northern side, is that clear?
Yes, it is. But it is also affecting the whole of Malawi, because of the fact that girls are not prioritized, or rather some children are not prioritized to enter into some of the schools, because they're looking at how school fees has grown rampantly. We're looking at how Malawians can't even afford a rural household, can't even afford maybe food three times a day, which is morning breakfast, afternoon lunch, and then we're looking at dinner. They're only having maybe once in a while a meal, maybe once in a day. So rather than them prioritizing for the children to go to school to pay the examination fees, which is now, I think, at 6,000 to 2,000 per term, you look at how they are prioritizing food over education because of the poverty and food insecurity that is happening in Malawi.
Okay. Thanks for that breakdown. It's clearly a big issue. And George, you've been covering this for a while. We know that the 2024 report suggests that school dropouts increased or were higher than the previous year, 2023. What has been the response from authorities, or, you know, concerning this report?
The initiatives that are currently available by the Malawi government through the Ministry of Education is a construction of additional school blocks across the country. So Malawi partnered the United States of America, where construction of 230 school blocks across the country in each and every constituency is taking center stage. And not only primary schools, but other secondary school blocks or schools are being constructed within the same initiatives. The other thing is ensuring that there are some youth bonanza activities, football competition or netball competitions in primary schools and secondary schools, so that at least this kind of an initiative, you know, coaxes these youngsters to be enrolled in primary schools. And there is also the introduction of the internet free to each and every school. So when a boy or a girl gets enrolled, or they are in standard six, they are, you know, trained or taught more about issues of internet with the advent of AI. So that's another initiative that is, you know, trying to bring a boy or a girl child to be enrolled. And you might also be aware that even construction of water and sanitation facilities in these schools, which has been a challenge, is also being championed. So you look at all these initiatives, plus some quiz competitions, they are like initiatives to ensure that boys and girls are enrolled, so that these kind of dropout rates do not, you know, continue skyrocketing in the next financial year.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks, George. Omega, you've heard all that George has said. You know, the government is trying, you know, trying to create a conducive environment for primary education, you know, trying to have the right facilities, trying to, you know, even use sports as a way of getting people into schools and staying or remaining in schools. What do you make of that? Too little, too late? Or are you optimistic this is actually going to help in the long run, Omega?
Yeah, I think it would help in the long run, because when we're looking at the private sector of NGOs, like Girls Empowerment Network, Jeanette Malawi, we're looking at how the its roles are praying to bring back to school campaigns that is working hand in hand with the government. And we're looking at National Girls Educational Strategy, which also strives to address the barriers and hinders that girls' education that are meeting, such as early pregnancies, early child marriages. Even to talk of the introduction of bonanzas in schools, it is also working hand in hand in the male champions that you have introduced in some of the schools that we're working in. So we're looking at how champions are using the bonanzas to spread out these strategies in terms of back-to-school campaigns. They're sensitizing their communities, educating parents in communities on the importance of both boys and girls' education. We're also looking at how organizations such as GNET are doing in terms of mentorship and safe space model, where they're creating platforms where learners, especially girls and boys, can receive mentorship, guidance, psychosocial support. We're talking of positive role models. And then we're looking at how also scholarships. Yes, we have free education in Malawi, free primary school, but we're looking at in secondary school, we have little something that they call it money that you pay when you're entering your secondary school, even in primary school, the school fund. It's not every parent that would afford that. So if we're looking at, if we're saying it's free education, why not make it free completely without asking for school funds from parents? Because that also contributes to school dropout rates. For GNET and other private sectors, we're also doing scholarships and material support to other students, mobilizing resources to assist vulnerable children and learners with school fees, uniforms, and learning materials.
Right. There's this something in motion where a lot of focusing on educating the girl child has been sort of an ongoing movement, right? And there are reports that some boys say they drop out because the preference is on educating a girl child, which not funny, but very weird reason to drop out of school. Is this something that you've come across, Omega?
Yeah, as one of the girls activists working in this space, we've seen that the girls, yes, the dropout, it contributes to dropout rates of girls, because in most of our projects, we focus mainly, our targets are girls.
No, just to be clear, some experts say that boys drop out of school because the preference is on educating a girl child. Is that something you've come across in any way?
Working in some of the schools, yes, the boys have dropped out because they're also lacking. It's not only girls who are lacking, but when you look at the poverty levels in Malawi, they're also lacking. They're also behind.
But so, it's not the focus. It's not because they feel they are being left out of the education agenda, that because there seems to be a lot of focus on the girl-child education, that they go like, well, if the focus is on the girls, maybe I don't need to be in school. Is that a concern, or that's just something on the surface?
I think it's something on the surface. Working in this space, I don't think I've come across that. But I've come across it is being roused in communities. Like if you're focusing on girls, you're coming in with a project that focuses on girls. Let's take part girls project. Most of the boys, they tend to say, and they speak it to your face, to say, now you're empowering girls. Why not us? Okay, we'll impregnate them so that they should also drop out of school. They should stay home. So I think, yeah, it might also be something that is contributing. It might also be interlinked, but somehow it might.
I mean, just to be clear for those listening, the point is not to say that girls deserve to be in school more than boys or vice versa. It's all about educating the young people, right? Can you make that clear for us? And especially with your, with you being an expert in gender and education experts, we're not necessarily saying...
I feel like everyone is supposed to be in school. It's not about only boys. It's not about only girls. It's everyone's freedom to be in school, and it's everyone's right to be in school. So we also provide school materials and school bursaries to boys. So I don't think we're only focusing on boys. To our side, that is, we're only focusing on boys. So it's everyone. It's everyone's right.
Exactly. Yeah, right. So, George, thankfully, if I should want to choose my words carefully, thankfully you managed to go to school throughout, and you are now a correspondent on the ground. And you actually picked up this story as definitely a story of concern to dig into. What inspired you to dig into this?
Basically, what inspired me to do this story is, one, we are talking about the growing population of Malawi and the background of institutions of higher learning, or those people that work in high-class jobs in organizations, private sector. It starts with the primary level. So if the primary level education is not bringing in the much-needed enrollment, then definitely the country is destined for doom. So the key issue to the story was to say, if primary schools, you know, have been affected by dropout rates in the year 2024 as compared to 2023, what does it signal? And what are the authorities saying? And what are traditional leaders across the country talking about this? Because there are some other cultural beliefs that, you know, hinder some of these learners, more especially boys, to go to school, because at a time when they are supposed to be in school, some other parents, you know, do force their boy child to go graze cattle. Those are some of the issues that I did encounter in other areas, because we are talking about this being a farming season. You also find some boys in farms, you know, tilling the land, weeding. So I was asking myself to say, I mean, come on, the report here talks about 2024 having experienced maybe some increased dropout rates in primary schools, and now these boys are still in school. What are the roles of government? What is the role of an NGO? Or what are the roles of parliamentarians in parliament? So I was asking myself these questions, and then to get some answers to it. So that's what motivated me to come up with this story.
Right. Talking to, you know, government officials and all, is there a sense that government could have done even better to prevent things from getting this bad in the first place, rather than now, as you say, also because election time is drawing nigh, that now all of a sudden things are being done and, you know, people are coming to school, or at least are registering to come to school? Why now, when things could have been done earlier?
It's a political issue. Why? Because the introduction of a free primary education by former President Bakili Morozi was supposed to increase the enrollment in schools, which of course gradually happened. And there was the removal of, learners in primary schools putting on school uniform. There was that, but, you know, it was reversed. And also, are we looking at youngsters? Government currently, through different political parties, are championing the aspect of learners in schools not to be used by politicians, not to be used as agents of violence in political meetings. And that is right. Why there is this talk of now, you know, political parties signing protocols or party protocols to say we're not going to do ABCD. So the delaying aspect, I think, was also compounded by the COVID-19. Which affected quite a number of people here in Malawi, just as it is globally. You know, that led to a number of students not attending to school, because by then, you know, Malawi was not a country where you would advise your learner or your child to go on the internet to learn or to get educated through the internet itself. You know, that was a challenge in 2020, 2021, 2022. Mm. It was a big challenge because school calendar was compromised. But now government is back with the internet provision in different public schools. Government is back with introduction of, say, school bonanzas or maybe quiz competitions. So I think there is going to be some kind of a change for the year 2025, having talked about how free primary education contributed to the enrollment, and then the COVID, how it affected the enrollment itself.
Omega, education should not be politically driven. It should be a basic right for every individual. So there's a challenge if government officials try to play politics with it. And that should stop, shouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true. When you look at a political rally bringing in this aspect of school dropout rate or school enrollment rates to bring it up, I've liked how George has explained how Bakili Muluzi wanted the school enrollment rate to rise, and we're looking at how school uniforms were supposed to be banned. But when you look at another political alliance that is coming in the other 5 years of the contract, they're now bringing in another aspect of a different view of education. Then the other one, if that 5 years is seized or has ended, then the other party that is coming in is also bringing in the other. What if we could have a uniform and one thing under education sector that would help us? Because that would also help in school dropout rates in Malawi.
Right. Let's not play politics with kids' lives. Final words from you, George, regarding what we should expect in Malawi when it comes to educating primary school people in the coming from now to the coming years. What can we expect in Malawi?
The expectation from now is improved budget allocation towards basic and secondary education, because that will mean improved, you know, recruitment of teachers who graduate in different teachers' colleges. Most of them are not even employed. So if there is an increased budget allocation towards the Ministry of Education, more especially basic education and secondary education, then it means government will be able to recruit more teachers, will be able to train more teachers. At the same time, it will be able to provide the much needed facilities like water facilities, toilet facilities, or in short, wash facilities. Some of these things, of course, they are being championed already by organizations like WaterAid in Malawi, the United Nations to do with education, that's UNESCO. So if you put all these things, I think the future might look very bright. And at the same time, the other aspect is that of construction of more teachers' houses in rural and urban areas. Because some of these teachers, you know, do rent, and you look at the salaries that they get is just meager. So it's a challenge, but if government can look into that, and then if the president himself is going to, you know, bring in hope to Malawians, and also political parties, I think it's also high time, it's my expectation, that their political manifestos should also align to the aspect of the sustainable development goal by 2030, as to what is it that they're going to offer to, learners or young boys or girls, so that they attain good education and they do not even drop out. So those are my expectations from now onwards.
I was going to give you the last words, but I'm going to have to go to Omega for the last words. With your last words, I'd want you to finalize on the sustainable development goal, primary education that Malawi has a target to reach. As you wrap it up, is it fair to say that Malawi will likely not meet that SDG goal?
From my expectations, while the rise in dropout rates in 2024 is concerning, we remain cautiously optimistic that Malawi can get back on track towards achieving the SDG 4 target. The progress made in 2018 to 2023, when the dropout rate was declined from 8.8% to 5.5%, demonstrates the significant improvements that are possible when policies or resources and community efforts align. This 2024 dropout rate serve as a wake-up call. It is my expectation that the government and educational stakeholders will prioritize boys' education. There is now a clear need to deliberate programs that target boys at risk of dropping out due to educational or economic or social pressures.
Okay.
We're also looking at community-led solutions where partnerships with local leaders, women-led organizations, or talk of organizations at large, and parents must reinforce a shift in cultural attitudes.
Many thanks to the both of you, Omega Moyo, gender and education expert in Blantyre, Malawi. Also, George Mango, DW correspondent in Malawi. Thank you very much, guys.
Get the stories that are shaping the continent here on Africa Link.
Now, if education is the key to a brighter future, then governments must intensify their efforts to ensure children not only enroll in school, but also stay there. Countries like Rwanda, Lesotho, South Africa, and Mozambique have significantly reduced school dropout rates through innovative strategies, government initiatives, and active community involvement. This highlights the importance of a comprehensive approach, integrating robust support systems with strong policy frameworks to promote education across the continent. So, what do you think? Please share your thoughts with us on our Facebook page, DW Africa. Listen to us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast from. And don't forget to click follow and subscribe to our DW Africa YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Isaac Mugabe. And I am Eddie Micah Jr. Thanks for listening.
For mine.